Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A new tax on pensions is a major part of the new budget, and while there are several limits on who will be taxed, a brief filed this week challenges the constitutionality of the entire move. The brief was filed by three groups, including the Michigan State Employee Retirees Association, and its chairman, Bob Kopasz, joins me now. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thank you.
So your group, along with the Retired Federal Employees Association and the AARP, have filed a joint friend of the court brief with the Michigan Supreme Court to review the constitutionality of this new pension tax. Although Governor Rick Snyder has already requested for the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of the tax, why not just let the court respond to his request?
Because the governor, in his request, invited interested parties to submit amicus briefs, and that's what we have done.
I see. So, in a sense, you're adding to his effort. Now, do you at least applaud him proposing this to the Supreme Court and having them confirm that it is constitutional or not?
Do I applaud him? Well, what he did was circumvent our chance to go to circuit court.
And how was that?
By asking the Supreme Court for an advisory opinion.
I see.
He's looking at the Supreme Court making a decision. We were ready to file in circuit court to get this thing moving. And, he circumvented that by asking for the advisory opinion.
Now, lay it out then. Why is the taxation of pensions unconstitutional here in Michigan?
Okay, since 1943, state or public employees have not been taxed on their pensions. This was based upon the earlier State Employees Retirement Act that was in 1943. And then it's been an article in the Constitution was adopted in 1963, Article 9, Section 24, that says that the state cannot diminish public employee pensions. Basically, that's what we're going at. We feel that that the state has entered into a contract with retirees.
Mm-hmm. Now, putting aside the constitutional issue, the governor has argued that it's really not fair for retired couples making $100,000 a year to pay no income tax, while other Michigan residents pay the tax on virtually all their income if they're still in the workforce. And he says the system has now pushed too much of the tax burden onto younger taxpayers. Doesn't he have a point there?
Not really, no. Do you know how many 100,000 annual income retirees there are?
That I do not know.
State employees, there may be less than 100. The average state employee pension is about between $18,000 and $19,000 a year. For public school employees, the average pension is about $25,000. Now, in order to get a $100,000 pension, you would have to be probably a department director, a judge, or something like that, or a governor.
Now, look, another point he's saying is that we're inevitably going to see a growing retired population here in the state, and leaving pensions completely untaxed would mean a continued drop in revenue to the state.
That's not what our brief is saying. What we're saying is any retirement that is earned prior to January 1st, 2012, is tax-free. Anything after that is taxable.
Oh, I see. So in a sense, then moving ahead, you're saying that taxing pensions moving ahead would be acceptable?
That's what our brief submits, yes.
I see.
That's what the attorney AG opinions in the past have stated also.
I'm talking to Bob Cope, as he is the chairman of the Michigan State Employee Retirees Association. Now, the Michigan Constitution does prohibit the impairment and diminishment of public pension benefits. So the court needs to decide if taxing it is necessarily an impairment. Now, the Michigan Supreme Court holds a 4-3 Republican majority. Do you have any concerns that their political persuasion may play a role in concluding the tax is, in fact, constitutional?
It's possible. If we'd have went through the process of filing in circuit court, it might be 2 years before we got to the Supreme Court level. So the election would have been over.
I see. And that would have been a preferable path, you're saying?
No. I'm just saying that, the governor's advisory opinion request just circumvented us filing suit.
I see. What happens if the court rules that public worker pensions can't be taxed while private pensions can be? Will that be satisfactory for your organization?
The only interest we have is the public employee. Any other interested party could have filed a brief on any of the four questions that the governor asked. We only honed in on two of the questions, and they involved the constitutionality and the contract with public employee retirees. And any other entity could have filed a brief.
How surprised were you to see this pension tax even come about when it did?
Well, it was never discussed when the governor was running, so it came as quite a shock.
I see. And pension taxes, they're not uncommon across the country. Do you generally think that taxing pensions, at least in a moderate way, is reasonable?
Going forward, that's what we say in our brief.
I see. So ultimately, it's something that should be done and can be done, but it's just a matter of when it takes effect. And and in terms of the state workers, they generally then agree with that position?
I don't know if they will or not. The state employee unions did not file a brief one way or the other.
And why was your filing then, why does it distinguish after 2012? I mean, go ahead.
Basically, it's based upon an attorney general's opinion that was issued in 1991 that said basically that if you tax the pensions, you have to give that retiree something in return of equal value.
Okay.
Or going forward, you could tax pensions.
I see. Well, it's an interesting distinction because, if it's unconstitutional to tax pensions, it seems like no tax should be administered at all. But if ultimately...
That's what my heart tells me. But I'm just telling you that this is our brief, didn't it? Basically, it was because of the AG's opinion.
I see. So there it was actually a legal position. It was the sense then that arguing that no pension tax at all should be allowed, that would just not succeed?
Probably not. No, not at this point. In our brief, we have cited 35 Michigan cases that support our position.
Mm-hmm.
There are four federal cases that support it. There are four attorney general opinions that support it. There is even conversation included in our briefs at the Constitutional Convention that supports what that language is supposed to mean about inhibiting pension.
One last thing. Now, if your argument does win, that's going to wreak havoc on our 2012 budget, which relies on this tax being in place. Isn't that a concern that we're potentially going to look at more cuts to programs or other types of taxes on Michigan workers if your argument actually prevails?
That's, that's always a possibility that the governor will take it out on somebody else. But the thing is, nobody in our organization or nobody in any of the retiree organizations were approached before this idea was even put forward.
Understood. Bob Kopasz, he is the chairman of the Michigan State Employee Retirees Association. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Oh, thank you.